First, I want to thank the sponsors, the Lauber family, sponsoring Ili Nishmas, the Bubby, Leia Dina Bas Chaim Shlomo, which Chodesh Cheshvan now is the yard site. I understand, I was told that she's an Einikel from Tefer Shlomo, Tefer Chaim, so she's certainly with the Tzaddikim in Olam Haba, and she's in Hashem Shavali, and the whole film, Ili Simcha, Nachas, and Brocha. And then we have some also, we have other Parnosim, Yitzchak and Pina Zilberman, Le'ilui Nishmas, David Ben Shlomo, the Nisham Shinahav and Aliyah. Also, the Glock family, Le'ilui Nishmas, David Yaakov Ben Ari Mordechai, the Nisham Shinahav and Aliyah, Shalli Simcha Nachis and Brocha. And the Parnas HaChodesh is the Hershkowitz family, Le'ilui Nishmas, Leia Sarah Bas Zev, Nisham Shaham Leah, Simcha Nachas and Brach. Okay, first, a few people have asked me before we actually get to the Limud, to begin the Limud. A few people asked me about, we had the Shiva Lam Tes Melachis, and so I said to one of the Chavarim today that I realized that. That was a shiur that really it could only take place properly if we have Mr. Shem will have soon the time will come we're going to be able to have a koilo. I don't mean a koilo with bringing in a couple of guys. That's a nice thing too. I mean all of us are going to be learning together all day in Yerushalayim because it's a limud that really needs 5 days a week, many hours, and it was hard for people to come in the middle of a malacha, and then it just wasn't possible to keep it together that way. It needs a very intense limud. In Nigla and in Nistar. So, Mitzvah Shem, that will be continued. The Chem de Siyama will be continued in Mitzvah Shem. Hopefully, it will be in Yerushalayim. And as far as the decision to learn what we're going to begin learning now, really, I had a very strong hargosha to do this by the seventh Hakafa on Simchas Torah at night. This is when I decided that I wanted to do this, just watching the Chevra and where things have come over the past 30 years. And Dafke by the seventh Hakafa has a very strong desire to go ahead and do this. I spoke to Tzaddikim to make sure that everything is okay, in the way that it's going to be presented and to be done, Mr. Shem, in a way that's Tzanua. If anybody thinks he's coming here to become a Kabbalist, you could forget that. We're not Kabbalists. I'm not a Kabbalist. We're not becoming Kabbalists. But the time has come to move to the next level. Bez Hashem. I'm going to explain. There are going to be a few weeks of Hakdamas. A few weeks of Hakdamas. What we're going to learn in a few minutes, we're going to learn from the Hakdama of the Baal HaSulam to the Zohar Kaddish, something astonishing. And then we're going to learn also a little bit from the Akitz of Aradinu, from Rav Sasson, Bez Hashem. We're going to learn that for two or three times. And then we're going to be learning a remarkable Sefer. For years I was thinking how, I want the Limud should be inside a Sefer, not photostats and here and there. It should be a Limud which is healthy and clear, and is not in, we're not ready to learn Eishus Chaim, Eitz Chaim, to learn, the Seder Eshtauschlus and Kabbalah Swarm. And then the last day that my wife and I were in Yerushalayim in the winter, this last winter, there was a Sefer that I saw that Stavka, I believe that he's a Litvisher Rosh Hashiva that gave Shiurim on Shiurim Hakdamas, the Panimiyas HaTorah, and I went through it in a few days, and I found it to be exceptionally clear, straightforward, not intimidating, and unbelievably filling, just filling. That by the time it's done, the Sefer is on order. You can't get it in America. Don't even try. It was, even in SSL, it's not posted. I got the Chevra and Borough Parks working on getting it for us. And it's very, very hard to get. And by the time that we, Mishram, spend the next period of time learning the Sefer, we're all going to be able to have a Mishram, a tremendous aliyah in our being prepared to learn the Svarim Ba'aymek and to greet Mashiach Tzekein. Should be soon, should be soon. And that's really what this service was about by the seventh Hakafa. So it's Chodesh Cheshvan. We don't have mitzvahs. We don't have Yom Tov mitzvahs. We always have. We don't have Yom Tov and Cheshvan. But the Or, we have the Or of Rachel Imenu. The Or of Rachel Imenu is shining in this month very strongly. When I was growing up, in all of the years, nobody knew when her, I mean, nobody, we didn't know when her Yahrzeit was. It wasn't like something that was out there. But we see that from year to year, as we get closer to Mashiach and as we get closer to bringing Rachel Imenu the Nachas of coming back to Yisrael, coming back to Yerushalayim, so that aura is getting stronger and stronger. And by the Hakafa, I was thinking of the following. I'm going to read to you a sentence. You don't have it in front of you. From Ma'arit Samach, one of the Megure of the Arizal, one of the big Talmidim. The Ma'arit Samach writes the following. Rachel Mavaka al Banea. It just says in Navi that Rachel Imenu is crying over her children. Rachel Mavaka al Banea. And Ma'arit Samach writes, and he heard this in the Bais HaMedrash of big people. Lefi she'enam oiske mechachma zois ha-memaheres es ha-keitz. Rachel is crying because Jews are not oiskim bechachma zois, are not oisik in this chachma of Pnimius HaTorah. Ha-memaheres es ha-keitz that brings Mashiach, that hurries Mashiach along. U'lezeh ein Mashiach ba. And for this reason, this is a very big reason why Mashiach hasn't come. Ki ein medrash kavur b'chol ir v'ir. Because we don't find that there are shiurim, a medrash kavur, meaning we don't see that there are yeshivas and batei medrashim where they have a kriyas in this chachma, the chachma hazayis of pnimius haTorah, k'mo sheyesh b'eisek haTalmud. As we see that in every city, Baruch Hashem, there is a kriyas to learn Gemara, to learn Gemara and Poskim and so on, but we don't see that B'chach Mahazois. V'lachain therefore, Mit Samach writes, V'lachain einenu. Ein banah moishchem u'mamarim es ha-Mashiach. That because of this problem, that Chochmas HaPnimis is not being learned b'kviyas, b'chol ir v'ir, because of that, einenu. Meaning, ein b'neha moishchim u'marim es Mashiach. Her children don't have the ability, don't have the strength to bring Mashiach into the world. The Vilna Gaon writes in his Biurim for the Tikkun HaZoyer, b'shvil ze harleich ruchai de Mashiach v'loi ba ha-geula. It's because of this, the ruach of Mashiach has not materialized, has not appeared in the world, v'lo ba ha-geula, and redemption hasn't taken place. Is the Vilna Gaon. The ruach hu ruach chachma. The ruach of Mashiach, as it says in Arvi, is ruach chachma. K'mo shekasu b'zohar kodesh, hu k'she'ein loimdim b'zois ha-chachma. And when this chachma is not being studied, is not being learned, hu mis'acher. Mashiach is delayed. Now both of these things that we just heard from the Ma'arit Samach by Rachel Imenu crying, how come no one's learning this chachma? What's going on? And because no one's learning it, einenu, Mashiach's not here. And the Vilna Gaon. And there are hundreds of others across the generations. We're going to see a few. Mitzvah in the Sefer that we're going to be starting in a few weeks. We'll see a few more. All of these, of course, are based upon what's found in the Zohar Kaddish and Parshas Naso, that I've mentioned many times over the years, especially when we've had the schus to be in Meiran, together with the Chevra. And Mitzvah will be there, hopefully, in a few weeks. But the Zohar Kaddish says in Parshas Naso, begin. Da siden Yisrael lemitom ilona dechay. Diu hai sefer azoyer. That because in the future, that means especially at the end of time, the Jewish people are going to taste from the tree of life. Ilona dechay is the tree of life. Diu hai sefer azoyer, which is this sefer, which is the sefer azoyer. Yafkun beimin galusa berachme. we'll be able to leave Golas Barachme, with Rachmanis, with love, not Chas V'Chalila, with suffering and pain. And this, of course, is the side, the deeper side in the conversation that took place between Mashiach Tzikeinu and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. When the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh had his Aliyas Neshama, it's become now, the song, the Chabad song has become very, very popular. It's not it's a nigun there that Chassidim made, but of course that was a conversation that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh had an Aliyas Neshama Rosh Hashanah, and he met the Neshama of Mashiach Tzikeinu, and he asked, Emos HaKos Simhar, when are you coming? And he said, L'chshei futsa mayin asecha chutsa, when your wellsprings are going to go forth into the world, and that regular people will be able to make yichudim kamayis, will be able to have an understanding of Torah, and make yichudim in their davening, in their learning, in their mitzvahs, the way that you make yichudim. So we don't know how long is that supposed to take. Maybe the people should be able to be like the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. What does that mean? And there's no question that over the years, over these past 30 years here in the shul, we've spent thousands and thousands of hours learning Sifrei Chassidus. All the Sifrei Chassidus, of course, are Perushim and Biurim in the Zohar Kodesh. All of Chassidus is a Perush of the Zohar Kodesh. Every single Torah that we learn, in one way or another, is a Perush of the Zohar Kodesh. So we've been trying and we've been learning Chachma HaChachma HaZayis, this Chachma, in the sweet and beautiful Levushim of the Talmud Yabal Shem, primarily, not just, but primarily the Talmud Yabal Shem. We need to understand on a deeper level, what is this connection between this Limud that we're going to be beginning now, the connection between this Limud and the coming of Mashiach and Gula, to understand. And that each one of us that seriously undertakes this Limud, Bez Hashem, whether together here with us or in another way, doesn't have to be here, but however it's done, that enters into this world of Pnimius, should feel an excitement of being one of Rachel's children who's trying to give her nachas, who's trying to bring Mashiach. It's the biggest ishtadlis to bring Mashiach is this limud. So I want to begin by learning this piece together from the introduction of Rav Ashlag, Zecher Tzadik L'Kadosh Levracha, Zechus Yaleinu, the Baal HaSulam, in his Hakdama to the Zohar Kodesh, where it says Samach Vav Vida. You see that? We should have Siyata Deshmaya, and there should be Shmuel Yonah to learn in the right way, and everything should be in a way that's sanua and proper. For those who want to continue, usually after the first two or three times, the oilam gets much smaller. That's how these things go. So for those who want to continue, that to make sure to keep a hemshach going with the recordings. Not to, in this, it's like that bechlal with Torah. You know, you shouldn't be missing a Rashi or Tosfos either. But with this limud, if you're missing something, it's very, very, very hard. It's like a puzzle, and if you're missing a piece, it's very, very confusing. And it's not the right way to do it. So it's important to try to keep up, and we'll try to keep everything on the recordings so that whoever can't make it will be able to keep up. The Sulam Sushilana talks here about the meaning of pnimius. This word that we throw around all the time, pnimius, pnimius at Torah, pnimius. The inner dimension of Torah, the inner light of Torah. What is the meaning of pnimius? And what does it have to do with Emosai Ka'os Imar, with Mashiach's coming here? Beda. Shebechol Dava Yesh pnimius v'chitzainis. In everything that exists, there is pnimius and there's chitzainis. The inside, the inner dimension, and the external. And in the world, Bechlal, as far as mankind is concerned, Yisrael, Zera Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Jewish people, the descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Pnimius Ha'olam. We the Pnimius, the Jewish people are the Pnimius of mankind, the Pnimius of this world. v'shivim umais, and the 70 nations, the nations of the world, nachshavim lechitzonius ha'olam, are the chitzonius of existence. V'chein b'Yisrael atzman, and so too b'Yisrael atzman, the Jewish people themselves, b'Yisrael atzman. Yesh pnimius, shehim oivdei Hashem yisbarach ha'shleimim. Within Klal Yisrael, there are those Jews who are the pnimius of Klal Yisrael. The pnimius of Klal Yisrael means those Jews who are in the world and are oivdei Hashem yisbarach ha'shleimim, are serious oivdei Hashem. They're the pnimius of the Jewish people. So we're looking like at circles. So the chitzonius is the umas ha'olam, and then the pnimius is Yisrael, and then there's the pnimius of that circle. Are the oivdei Hashem. Compared to them, the rest of the Jewish people are chitzonius. V'chein yesh chitzonius, and among the Jewish people, there's also chitzonius she'enem esmasim la'avodas Hashem esbarach, that are not given over to avodas Hashem. It's still the pnimius of the world, but the chitzonius of the pnimius. And even by the nations of the world themselves, yesh pnimius. There's also pnimius by the nations of the world. Shem chasidei umas ha'olam. Those of the nations of the world who are considered to be chasidei umas ha'olam, however that's defined, we're not going into it right now. Those goyim who are chasidei umas ha'olam, they are the pnimius of the umas ha'olam. That's the pnimius. Everything has a pnimius and a chitzonius. So they are the pnimius of the nations of the world, the umas ha'olam. B'yesh chitzonius, and then you have the chitzonius of the nations of the world. Shem agasim v'amazikim shebehem chadayma, the ones who are very, very far from being chasidei umas ha'olam. The gasim and mazikim cause damage to the world and so on and so forth. Now when we go to the inner circle of Oivdei Hashem Yisbarach, there's pnimius. By the Oivdei Hashem Yisbarach Shebnei Yisrael, yesh pnimius. There's pnimius. Shem azoichem lahoven nishmas pnimius hater v'soyt hezer. The pnimius of the Oivdei Hashem are those who are zoiched to learn the secrets of pnimius hater. Those are the pnimius shebe pnimius. And the chitzonius of the Jewish people, of the Oivdei Hashem, these are all Oivdei Hashem. The chitzonius of the Oivdei Hashem are those Jews who are only oisek in the chelik ha'maise, the regular program of learning and davening and mitzvahs and masim tov, it's gevaldik, but they are the chitzonius of this madrega of pnimius. There's a remarkable Torah where one of the Svadish at Tzadikim and Kubalim of Yehuda Bataya is Echad Tzav Gosh Levach. Maybe we'll see it inside. Where he speaks about how did it happen that there are Jews who are chitzonim and there are Jews who are pnimim. The Jewish people are the pnimius of the world. That's what we're learning. So what happened that we were divided, that there are pnimim and there are chitzonim? Among the Oivdei Hashem. Not that my Jews are not religious or not keeping mitzvahs. Among the Oivdei Hashem, there are chitzonim and there are pnimim. How did that happen? So that's how Tzadik explains, yes, Raya Svet, he explains that by Maimon HaSinai, when everybody was terrified to get closer, and Vayamad HaMarachai, there were Jews who, despite the fear that they would die, nevertheless, with Mesiris Nefesh, they kept on pushing. There were others who said, we can't go any further. And Rabbi Yehuda Bataya says that those neshamas that continue to push by Har Sinai, when they come to this world, they continue to push deeper and deeper, and they want to go inside, 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 to get closer to Har Sinai. And those Jews who stood from afar and were not prepared to be Mesa Nefesh, were too afraid, so they remain on the outside, wonderful people, but they remain on the outside, and they don't go to that inside place. V'chem b'chol adam Yisrael. And so it is with every Jew. Yesh ba pnimiyas. Each one of us has pnimiyas. She bechinas Yisrael shabai. There's that Yisrael, shabi Yisrael. Is that pnimiyas of a Jew? Shu said on the kudish shabalei. That each one of us has the Nekudah Shebelev, that Nekudah Shebelev, that Har Sinai inside of us. Some are afraid to go there. Others are dying to get there. That's the Nekudah Shebelev. The Chitzonius. And every Jew has also Chitzonius. Shebechinus Umas Olam Shebai. Which in that person is the Umas Olam of that person. Is this a Jew? The Chitzonius of a Jew is the Umas Olam of that person. So there's a certain part of him that's maybe Japanese, Chinese, Italian, French, whatever. But there's a Chitzonius of that Jew, which is the Bechina of Umas Olam of the nations of the world. And in that respect, he, in many ways, acts like the Umas Olam, talks like them, and tries to imitate them, and whose ideals are somehow connected to the Umas Olam. And it's the Chitzonius of a Jew, is the Umas Olam, is the nations of the world. Shu'aguf atzmai, which is the body itself. And all that the body is interested in. In other words, I don't mean to hurt anybody's feelings, but if you get all worked up over the World Series or the Super Bowl, that's not the Jewish part of you. That's the Chitzonius. That's the Umas Olam. That's the Umas Olam. That's not the pnimius of a Jew. It's the Chitzonius of a Jew. It's the guf. It's the guf. And the guf of a Jew is the same guf as it's a guf of the Umas Olam, and gets excited by the things that the Umas Olam are excited about, and it's part of that world, the Umas Olam. El shafilu b'chinas Umas Olam shabai. But the Sulam says that, however, even that part of a Jew, the Chitzonius, that's Umas Olam, that's the Umas Olam part of a Jew, even that part is different, is k'moy geirim. It's k'moy geirim. It's not like somebody that's through and through, Umas Olam. Ki le'yosam dvukim al ha'pnimiyas hem doim le'megeri tzedek mu'umas ha'olam. Shabo v'zdapku b'klai yisrael. Kesof kesof, they're part of the Jewish people. Even the chitzonius of this Jew that's me'ein Umas Olam, it's still not mamish Umas Olam. Not mamish Umas Olam. U'b'yoyis ha'odam yisrael samach zayin. Listen to what the Sulam says here. Ubehayos Adam Yisrael Magbir Umachabedes Bechinas Pnimiusai. That's the Tachlis of our Chabur here. That when an Adam Yisrael strengthens and is Machabed and honors and pays attention to that Bechin of Pnimiusai, of his pnimius, she bechinas Yisrael shabai, which is the Yisrael shabai, the Yid shabai, that lev, that nekuda, that Har Sinai shabai, the pnimius shabai, al chitzuniusai, and he's mechabed that, he's mechabed the pnimius, and he's magbir, he strengthens the pnimius, and gives precedence, and preference, and priority to that pnimius of who he is over the chitzonius. In other words, to the Yisrael Shabbai over the Umas Olam Shabbai, right? To the Jew of who he is over the non-Jew of, so to speak, of who he is. She begins Umas Olam Shabbai. Dahainu, Shnoisen Rov Tirchasa Vigiyasa. If most of the Tircha, the hard work, and the Vigiyasa, the Yigiyah, Lahagdalahalais Bechinis Pnimis Shabbai, is to bring out and to strengthen that bechin of pnimius of who, inside of himself, the toelas nafsha, to strengthen his neshama, his nefesh. V'tircha mu'etes b'shira ha'muchruch u'nais l'kim b'chinis Umas Olam Shabbat. And he gives whatever is necessary for the Umas Olam inside of him. What the guf needs. The guf is the Umas Olam. The guf needs whatever. To rest and to eat. Whatever. It needs whatever it needs. And he gives what the guf needs. The Umas Olam get. Dahainu l'tzarech haguf. Dahainu k'meisha omru, like it says in Pirkei Avos, asei teros ha'keva u'malachtecha aroi, like the Mishnah says, that Torah should be the essence of your life. That doesn't necessarily mean that you have all the hours of the day to learn, but it means that that's the part of the day that's most important to you. That's the part of your day that is the reason you're alive, and you feel that, even though you might have to work for many, many, many more hours, but that's the kviyas. I say to us, and the umas oilam part of your life is aroi. You take care of, but it's not the kviyas, it's not the ikur. Hine oz garim b'maisav gam b'pnimius v'chitzonius the kolos oilam, then that individual, Adam Yisrael, is having an unbelievable impact upon the world. What's the impact? Shebnei Yisrael oilam b'shlemusam maila maila. It brings the Jewish people higher and higher. In other words, if you and I live in that world of Yisrael Shabanu, and we're magber and machazik, the pnimius of Yisrael Shabanu, then that causes Shabnei Yisrael oilam b'shlemusam maila maila, that causes the Jewish people to have an aliyah maila maila, higher and higher. V'umas oilam and the nations of the world, shem achitzonius shabachlalis, who are the chitzonius of creation, yakiru v'yachshivu as erech bnei Yisrael, will be makir, will understand the greatness of Yisrael. V'im chas v'shom lahaypach, and v'im chas v'shom the opposite. Sh'odem ha'protim Yisrael, if a Jew is magbir machshiv es p'chinas chitzinu Yisrael, if a Jew is magbir, if he strengthens and he's machazik, and he gives priority to the chitzonius, to the umas oilam part of himself, shu b'chinas umas oilam shabai, al b'chinas Yisrael shabai, al b'chinas Yisrael shabai, the umas oilam of his life, of himself, is given priority over the b'chinas Yisrael shabai. The chitzonius is given priority over the p'nimius shabai. K'moish ha'kosuv, ha'ger asher b'kebelcha, because remember, even the chitzonius of a Jew is not umas oilam mamish, it's a b'chin of ger. So then it says in Pasuk, ha'ger asher b'kebelcha, d'hainu, ha'chitzonius shabai, the ger is the chitzonius shabai, yala alecha maila maila, then the chitzonius of your life will get hot, will get stronger and stronger. The chitzonius, the umas olam, which is called agir, will get stronger and stronger. Mile a mile, it says in pasuk. And you, the pnimius of your life, which is the bechinas Yisrael of who you are. Teirid, it says in pasuk, mata mata, will descend lower and lower. That voice of the pnimius will get weaker and weaker inside of you. As goyim b'maisav, and then the outcome of all of this is that because of this life of chitzonius that you're living, shagam chitzonius shabacholus olam, that strengthens the chitzonius. It gives energy. It gives strength to the chitzonius of the world, shem umas olam, which are the nations of the world. Oilam maila maila, and then the goyim, the nations of the world, become stronger and stronger. Oilam maila maila, umizgabram al Yisrael, and they overtake and overpower the Jewish people. And of course, what that leads to eventually is umashpilam oisam ad la'ofer, that they crush the Jewish people and grind us into the dirt. Ubnei Yisrael shem apnimius shabaylam yodu mata mata chas v'shalom, and the Jewish people have the pnimius. Are broken and sent lower and lower and lower. Va'atatama zesamaches, and don't wonder. Sha'odan prata yigum b'maisav ma'ilo yiridul cholayim. You're wondering, what do you mean? I'm going to cause such a whole big thing in the world that I give like an aliyah to the world, a yirida to the world. I'm going to cause this whole thing that the pnimius of the world, Am Yisrael, is going to be stronger, and the chitzonius, the musaylim, are going to descend. Because oil is a yarei. It's a chayv le'yaver. It says, we know that already from Chumash. We know that from Yaakov and Esav. We know that from Yerushalayim and Rome, right? That's the equation of the universe. Kizel lamala zel lamata. Kachazer. Yerushalayim and Rome are never ever going to be in the same place. Yerushalayim is the pnimius of the world, and Rome is the chitzonius of the world. Kishez a yared, kishez a oil is a yared. Kishez a lamal is a lamad, lamad is a lamal. That's how it is. But a person thinks, Yeah, okay, I hear that. Wow, there's such an Indian. But that has nothing to do with whether I put on tefillin or whether I learn, whether I do mitzvahs, or what we're learning now, whether I'm an ish panimi, I'm a person that gives priority to that panimius of who I am, and I'm concerned with the panimius of who I am. So he says, that's a chag v'le'av. Hashem made the world in such a way. You could say, I don't want to be on that program. I never signed up on that. I never joined that. I just want to be a nobody. I'm happy being a nobody. I don't want to hurt the Jewish people. I don't want to hurt the world. I just want to be a harmless, fun-loving guy. I don't want to bother anybody. I don't want to cause any aliyahs. I don't want to cause any, I don't want to bring any tzaras to the world. I don't want to bring... I'm an ish chitzayni, so therefore I have to mess up other people. I'm not trying to mess anybody up. Leave me alone in my chitzayni, and that's all. So that's unfortunate for that person, because the chayk li'av Hashem has well created the world in such a way. Asher klal v'aprat shavim k'shtei tipus mayim, like two drops of water. V'kol shenoy b'chlal, whatever is in the ocean is the same din by the drop of water. The ocean and the drop of water that's in it have the same din. It was every single drop of a Jew, every single one of us has the same din as Klal Knesset Yisrael. You can't separate yourself from Klal Yisrael. You can't say, I just want to be a dropless. I'm just a drop. Leave me alone. Like, can you imagine, like, a drop is in the ocean, and there's a tsunami that's coming. That's what they said, and they heard on the radio, in the ocean there's a tsunami. So this drop says, oh, no, listen, I'm not part of this whole chevra. I have my own little thing. I do my thing. I don't bother anybody. I'm just a drop in the ocean. I'm a drop in the ocean. And then the tsunami comes and goes, whoa, where are we going? The terrace is that you're the ocean. You can't do that. It's a chayk that Hashem made the same way Hashem has made that drop is in the ocean, and that drop is part of the ocean, and he can't separate himself from the ocean to say, what do I have with the ocean? I'm not the ocean. I'm just a drop. You can't do that. It says, the drop does whatever the klal is. Does whatever the ocean does. Because what's the klal? The klal is all the pratim, all the ocean are all the drops. And the oceans lefi the mida and the eichus of the drops of the ocean. So therefore, vaday, and this is unique with klal Yisrael, hashpa. I'm not going into that right now. It's not mchal. It's for another time. The other tzaddikim explained. Vaday shemaisi haprat lefi erka. In other words, can a non-Jewish person just be a drop? That's a conversation for another time. But we certainly cannot be. It's not even a shayla. We can't be. Vaday shemaisi haprat lefi erka. Moirid or mailas aklal kulo. Whether you or I are going to say kriyishma lamita tonight, that someone does and someone doesn't. That's my low merit. That's just, you can't say, I'm just a drop. I'm going to sleep. I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to affect the world. I'm not trying to bring any of my chitzonius to the panemius. I'm just trying to get some sleep. That's all. I don't mean to cause any problems. It's guidance. Even though we're living in a world where a person could be someone that's not, you know, that someone that's one gender could say, I think I'm another gender. And someone that's and a zebra could say, I feel like a horse. And a horse says, I think I'm a zebra. That's the time that we're living in, but that's not the Metzius. It's not that. The Metzius is not that. I'm talking about Metzius. I'm talking about how the drop feels. I'm talking about what the Metzius is. The drop could feel like I'm my own, I'm just a little drop. But you feel that you're a little drop. That means that you're part of the ocean. That's how it is. That's the Metzius. So now we come to the Zohar that we began with tonight. That means when a Jew has decided must speak enough, even when it comes. Remember, the Madregas of Panibis Chitzonius. There are those who went to Har Sinai, who kept on pushing, there are those who stood far away. There are, among the Avdei Hashem, there are those that the Sulam explained are from the Shebe Pnimius of Yisrael, and there are those in the Chitzonius of Yisrael, of the Avdei Hashem. So when a Jew makes a decision, I'm not going to stay outside anymore, I'm going inside. I'm going in. I'm going to go inside. Shemitech Esek B'Sefer HaZayah. When a Jew decides, I'm going in, I'm going to learn Sefer HaZayah. B'Chachmas HaEmes. Again, all the Hagdamas and the Perushim, of course, that is Sefer HaZayah. Doesn't mean you have to start tomorrow to learn Sefer HaZayah. But to learn all the Perushim and Hagdamas to enter into the Zayah Kaddish. Yizku Lot says Mitach HaGolus L'Gul Ishlaim. That causes there to be his Hisayrus of the entire ocean. Not just of the Atlantic or the Pacific, of the whole world and of all Olamas and of all Pnimis in the world. And the Pnimis Shebe Pnimi is Mashiach Sikai, is the Gula. Yizku Lot says Mitach HaGolus L'Gul Ishlaim. Shulachayra? Otherwise one could ask, Ma inyin limud hazayah, what is the Zohar Kodesh saying? And why is Rachel Imenu crying? And there are other things, we'll see that the Shechina, which is Rachel saying, the Shechina is screaming, vai, the Jews are not Isaac and Chachmas Emes. They're not Isaac and Chachmas Emes, that they're not learning Pnimius HaTorah. And that from all this Svadish, the Tzadikim, the Tzadikah Hadaris, and from the Tzadikah Hadaris of the Vilna Gaon, the Tzadikah, and Reb Chaim V'Losh Tzadikah Hadaris, and from the Chassidim, and from that from all the Tzadikim, all the Neshomas Klalis, all they were screaming that this is the Siba, this is the most obvious reason for the delay of Mashiach, and yet there are people that are staying outside, and not only that, but they'll even sometimes look down upon and make fun of those who are trying to go inside. The question that we began with, what is the connection between Jews who are learning Chachmas Emes and the nations of the world and the Goyim? What does that have to do with us being able to be redeemed from among the nations of the world? The Rochlemain is crying, where are my children? They're not coming back to me, they're not coming back to me. And she says, the reason they're not coming back to me, why? Is because they're not learning Chachmas Emes. If they would return to a life and to a limud of pnimius, then that pnimius is the deepest kol Yaakov, and then mimela ein hayadayim mideisa. Then the pnimius of the world is misgaber. The pnimius of shebe pnimius is Mashiach Tzikeinu, is misgaber, and the umas ha'olam, which are the chitzaynius shebe chitzaynius, are the umas ha'olam, which is esav mimelas kizay. And that's the end. Then it's Gula. So what's the connection between my sitting here in this place now in Tavshin Pei Gimel and trying to, on my Madrega, trying to enter into that place that's called Pnimius, that's the part of myself, the Nekuda Shebehechel, the Hechel of Mashiach inside of a Jew, inside of a person, the Pnim, of a person which is yichidishep and nefesh of a Jew, try to get to that place. How does that change the matzav of Am Yisrael? And even before Mashiach comes, but the tzaddik is saying that even before Mashiach comes, it's magbir the Jewish spirit, strengthens Am Yisrael. It gives merdika koiches to Am Yisrael. It strengthens the pnimius of Yaakov over the chitzonius of Esav. K'shezeh oyla zeh yoreh. Okay, it doesn't make sense to start Samach Tes. We'll learn Samach Tes. And if you have Hakitzah Rananu, try to bring it next time. But otherwise, the pages already are on there. It's just easier if you have the Sefer to learn inside. And there's good news that for those who are coming with us to Italy, and to El Avdol, or going from Rome to Yerushalayim, so I spoke today to Rav Sasson, and he's going to be joining us for Shabbos in he's excited. He's going to be joining us for Shabbos. So if you have any questions on that, Kitzur Rananu, speak to him. He's going to be there, Mr. Shabbos, for Shabbos.